From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, corn. I'm Mike Peskett. It's Tuesday, June 17th, 2008. Did I grab you with the corn? That's supposed to be the grabber slot. With news, your interest is piqued. With information, you're saying I could come on board, but he really has to seal the deal. What's he going to say now? And by saying corn, did I do it? Are you still with me? Because people love corn. They love how it sticks in your teeth and how you can't really ever really truly digest it. And people love corn on the cob and saying corn on the cob. People love all food where not only do you eat the food, but you describe what the food is on, like meat on the bone and corn on the cob. People love corn syrup. Corn syrup is in a lot of drinks. I briefly in the 80s tried to patent the combination of the two types of corn people love, the corn on the cob and the corn syrup, and I had corn syrup on the cob. And the idea was you get a really sweet cob and you dip it into your unsweetened drinks like a sprig of rock candy. And that went nowhere. But the reason we're talking about corn is A, to try to get some venture capital for my corn on the cob syrup idea, but B, because corn prices are going through the roof. Big flooding in the Midwest, and we're going to talk about how that will affect your pocketbook, or if you choose not to have a pocketbook, how will it affect your wallet, or wherever you put your money, how much it's going to cost you. That's what we're saying. Also, it's New Music Tuesday. Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine is here to talk about Coldplay and Katy Perry, and we ask today, hey, what's up with the McCain campaign? We will get today's headlines in just a minute, but first, there were lots of cheers. And a few jeers. All of that at 5:01 p.m. yesterday in California. The revelers and revilers were at City Hall in San Francisco to participate in or protest the state's first legal gay marriages. John Lewis was one of the first gay men to use the opportunity.
We've been together for over 21 years, and we're just so thrilled and excited finally to be able to marry. We've been looking forward to this day for decades, and we're just so excited.
Now he and his partner, Stuart Gaffney, get to glide into marital bliss together forever, or maybe just through November. A state Supreme Court ruling in May made the latest weddings possible, but California voters have the chance to reject the ruling. Gay marriage foes have a measure on the ballot limiting marriage to between men and women. Brian Brown is one of them. He's with the National Organization for Marriage. He says his side can win.
It's clear that the courts have forced same-sex marriage on the state, and people now are seeing these same-sex marriages, and it's energizing and activating our base for the upcoming vote in November.
Even if the measure passes, the fight could go on. The proposed amendment is just 14 words long, so legal scholars differ as to how to interpret it. And among the biggest questions, if the amendment passes, what happens to the gay couples who got married between now and November? Would their marriages be nullified, or would the state recognize those marriages? In spite of the uncertainty, one thing is clear. Right now in California, gay couples got everything those crazy straights do. Formal, recognized commitment, ritual ceremony, honeymoon. Oh, and after the honeymoon, lots of bickering about things big and small, less sex, and sometimes divorce. But hey, at least the toilet seat thing is basically a non-issue for same-sex couples. This is the BPP-patented silver lining. Among the couples picking up marriage licenses today, George Takei, Mr. Sulu from Star Trek. He will wed his partner Brad Altman in September.
The best man is Walter Koenig. You may know him as Chekhov from Star Trek. And our matron of honor is the actress that played Uhura, Nichelle Nichols, and she's a very dear friend and a generous person, and so they're part of our wedding party.
You can go to npr.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with Corva Coleman.